This is a big issue. We passed this through the House with bipartisan support. We were there till, I want to say, close to 10 o'clock at night before we got the vote called. And right after it passed, you know, there was applause on the House floor, and I've never seen that before. And one of my colleagues, who is a freshman as well, turned to me and he said, you know, John, 6 years from now, we may look back and look at this as the most important vote that we made. And I agree. It's a very big issue. You know, the governor is right on in his decision. You know, Obamacare, as people call it, was one of the most controversial issues in the last decade. And however people feel about that, they need to understand that that is the law of the land right now. You know, quite frankly, when it first came up, I was not in favor of it, only because we had no identified source to pay for it. And I'm a believer that you got to pay as you go. And that was, you know, if you're going to raise taxes, fine. But let's be open and honest and say this is going to cost a lot of money, but it's worth it. Mm-hmm. Having said that, it's passed. It's law right now. So the expansion of Medicaid really allows Michigan to have a little more control on how it's implemented. It also gets subsidized. You know, there's federal incentives for expanding this at a statewide level to the tune of about $200 million. So you look at it and you say, well, we can cover 400,000 to 450,000 people with health coverage that they don't have right now. They don't have access to preventive care. Their primary treatment is emergency room visits, which is very expensive, mm-hmm. very expensive for hospitals, very expensive for the healthcare industry as a whole. We're paying for that ultimately already. So we can do that and save, you know, the first year estimate is about $206 million. It drops after that. And to a point down the road, there could be as much as a $40 million cost to the state.
It seems to me that with this legislation, the way it you've looked at it and the way it passed in the House is going to cover a lot of your concerns that you have. Yesterday, I had a chance to speak with Senator Tom Casperson, who's on the other side, the other chamber that this is pending in. He said, well, I'd like to see this kind of last a little bit and we can do some more review on it, come back in the fall, vote on it when, quote unquote, cooler heads prevail. I'm curious as to what your reaction is to that, because it sounds like the concerns, at least in your opinion, are addressed.
Yeah. You know, I'm not going to speak for the senator. Tom and I have a very good relationship. He's got some very valid points on his side. He and I have talked about this. He's got some concerns he wants to see remedied before he get on board. I understand that. Everyone's different. Again, you know, to me, the timing, I don't think we can wait till fall. I would rather, you know, roll up our sleeves and go back. I'll go back tomorrow. As a matter of fact, I am going back tomorrow. I've got a meeting Friday morning. I got to drive 12 hours there and back for a 2-hour meeting. But
we don't know what you're talking about, what that's like.
No, not at all.
But no, there's a timing mechanism, because you got to remember, we have to get nearly 500,000 people enrolled into this for the new year. Mm-hmm. We can't wait until the fall. And I understand the need for more time. Let's take the time now.
Do it now.
You know,
there is a work group that is looking at it, as I understand it. So I guess they are making some progress. Even the governor said yesterday in his comments that there is progress being made.
There is. And, you know, hopefully it's sooner and not later. And ultimately, you know, we pass this out of the House. The Senate's going to change it. At some point, it's going to get changed. The legislation will. Then we'll have to go back down and do a concurrence vote, which is basically agreeing with their changes. And I haven't talked to anyone that isn't ready to drop everything and race to Lansing, you know, in my chamber to get this done. To me, it's in the Senate's court. I sure hope it gets done, because ultimately, again, I'll go back to my first comments. However you feel about Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act, it's the law. And this is now, how does it benefit Michigan? Because we are going to pay more in taxes. 1.4 billion is leaving Michigan to help pay for this. It's going to leave Michigan regardless if we expand Medicaid or not. The negatives that come with this are still going to happen in Michigan. It's about the positives. And if we want to resist it, we're going to lose the positives. We're still going to have the negatives.